Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sri Brajeshwar Mahadev ki jai. Jai ho. So this is very very intense place, very durlabh place. Nobody knows, nobody comes. So this is a place where Vrishabhanu Maharaj did his tapasya, actually, in ekant, in seclusion. He did tapasya in Kameshwar Mahadev also, in Kamyavan. But he tapasya here also, basically to receive Radha as his daughter. The story is only 50 years back actually. This was established by Vajranabh, the great grandson of Krishna. And of course when Vajranabh installed so many deities, you know, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, then Lali Lal in Barsana, Nandagaon, everywhere all the deities basically were made by him. And Damodar was made by Rupa Goswami. Radharaman appeared on his own. So these are different stories. But this main deities like Baldevji in south of Vrindavan, Braj, Garud Govinda, all those important ancient deities were made by Vajranam. But by Krishna's inconceivable desire, when time passes, these things get unmanifest. The earth covers them. Then again Lord will appear in somebody's dream and tell them that, please reveal me, take me out, like that. So like that, this deity also was unmanifest. Vajranam also installed all Mahadevs also. There are four Devas and four Mahadevas. And four Devis also, in four directions. Baldev in south, Haridev in Govardhan, Govinda Dev in Vrindavan, like that. And then Kameshwar Mahadev, Nandeshwar Mahadev, Rajeshwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, Chakreshwar Mahadev. Those are the guarding Lord Shiva, who guards the and protects the dham. So this was also like that. It was unmanifest. So around 50-60 years back, you know, this place is off the bit. It's not on main road anywhere. So it is filled basically. Now also it is filled only. So one farmer was ploughing and he hit with something hard on the ploughing path. So he was wondering, so again he ploughed, again he found that his edge of the plough hit there. So he just incuriously saw, so there was some stone. So he started digging. And then he came to know it is Shivlinga actually. So he thought it is in the field, you know. And then he came to know this is Brajeshwar Mahadev, this is very ancient deity. So he thought, why it should be in the field? I will dig it out, dig him out, and put it somewhere in a beautiful place where people can visit and take darshan. So he started digging, and digging, and digging. And it was like, he could not find the end only. He dug for a long time, went lot of distance underground. Still he didn't find. So it became end of the day, so he slept. In the night, Brajeshwar Mahadev appeared to him in the dream and told him, even if you go till Patal also, you will not find my end. So don't try to remove me. This is my place where Vrishabhanu Maharaj has performed tapasya. So I don't want to leave this place. I want to remain here only. So he then didn't further attempt to dig out. He made temple in the field only. So one very nice thing struck me when I was thinking about this. That Lord Shiva is a great devotee of the Lord. Vaishnavanan Yathashambhu. He is Param Vaishnav. But even though he is Param Vaishnav and a Mahadev also, he is like greatest of all demigods. Even his father Brahma, who created him, worships him. It's just a nimitta that he gave birth to him. I mean he is father. But in reality, Brahma worships him as a worshipable demigod. So it's called Mahadev. Nobody is Mahadev. Only Shivaji is Mahadev. Shivaji is Mahadev. But they have two roles. One is the official role. Like you go to office and you become ophthalmic surgeon and you do so many specialized works and everything. Maybe you are a HOD also. Maybe you have some admin role. But real you is at home. Somebody's father, somebody's husband, somebody's son, somebody's friend, somebody's pal. So there are two yous actually. One official you and one homely you. So all people like Lord Shiva. There are also two. One is official work, destruction, and the demigod of dance, and demigod of kala, and demigod of so many things, you know. He's a lord of kala, Nataraj, basically. So, but at heart, he's a simple devotee of the Lord. And when Lord Krishna invites them in the pastime, then that becomes very precious. Suppose mega drama is going on, and you get some role in that, you feel it's my privilege to be in that drama, as a chaparasi also, looking down with the eggs in the hand. So like that, there is a gratitude in their heart to take some role and get some role in the Lord's divine pastimes when Lord comes. Otherwise, they are busy in their official work. They don't get time to meet the Lord or interact with Him. Or like they are doing service to the Lord only, but it's like, you know, we also meet, but Bhaktivedanta, we don't meet like this. Sachipran, Prabhu, my dear Sachipran. That time is not so much available. We feel in the heart, but there is no time. But in the front of Rajeshwar Mahadev, we can say, "My dear Sachipran Prabhu." So like that, they are also hankering for the Lord. So because Lord did, I mean, Lord's Radharani's father did tapasya, he could have said, "Okay, put me there." But because of that involvement in that pastime, in this place, that place is very, very dear to Lord Mahadev. So he doesn't want to leave that place. It's such a privilege to remain where Brishbhanu Maharaj performed tapasya. By the Leela point of view, it's like he's acting, both are in Leela. But from eternal point of view, it's a great privilege to be involved in this. So that is how the demigods like Lord Shiva are attached to Lord. So precious for them. So we also have many roles in life, but at heart we should be devotee of the Lord. There may be so many roles we play in service, but at heart we should be a lover of the Lord, a devotee of the Lord. And everything that we have, whatever skills we have, whatever, you know, maybe professional skills or administrative skills or whatever skills Lord has given us, it's a gift for us. And we should all always be connected through those skills with the Lord. And that is the fortune of life actually. So Lord Shiva is teaching us by his example how precious it is to be connected to the Lord. And it's like all of us are busy doing our duties, but in the heart we hanker to come to Barsana. When the opportunity comes, we come immediately to be connected with the mercy of the Lord. If you go out now from this place, little bit out, you will find most divine trees are all around here. Small area. Suddenly you feel such divinity. So sit down and you can understand this is a place of bhajan. That divinity, spirituality is there in this place. You'll find guler, that is udumbar. You'll find tamal. You'll find kadamba. You'll find so many trees. In front of you only the guler is there. Right in front.
That big one.
That big one is having those fruits, you can see. Can you see? I think so. Yeah, it is Audumbar. So these three actually are ornaments of Braj. They make the Braj glorious by their presence, and auspiciousness is created by them. So whenever a great personality performs tapasya, this auspiciousness already is created. So this place, being in the place where it is now, it has maintained that sanctity of bhajan. If it was on main road, then all ta 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 will be going on constantly, botheration. But you can come down and sit and do bhajan. Offer your heart in seclusion, nicely, in devotion. Few minutes, but like that. Now you read one thing, Rabad Band. Rawal Band likha hai. But actually they call Rabad Band. So here, they say that they offered Rabdi to Krishna. There's one connection. And the second connection is that Krishna was sitting here and playing his flute. And suddenly he started playing flute. So playing flute, the clouds gathered and some drizzle started, very beautiful, pleasant drizzle started. So that happened, the peacocks got attracted. So they came. When Krishna saw peacock, he got inspired. So started playing more flute. So peacock started dancing. When peacock started dancing, the clouds started pouring with great enthusiasm. And then everything got wet. Krishna's whole pitambar or Uttariya Vastra, everything got wet. But still, Krishna was playing flute and peacocks were dancing. And the gopis came from distance and they saw, see, look at this. So much rain is coming, everything is wet. But see this Murli, still she is playing. I mean, still she is sounding. Itni varsha ho rahi hai, phir bhi Murli to baji rahi hai. Wo to band nahi ho rahi hai. Kitna bhagya hai uska, dekho. So gopis appreciate the glory of flute of Krishna. Ki how fortunate the flute is. It's part of all the rain and everything. Still she is serving Krishna. Generally, when the wood gets wet, it cannot serve further. Loses its power to serve, at least to a large degree. So this is Rabad Band. And this one is called Padar Band. Padar Band is also a place where Krishna performed Ras Lila, where they meet. Just next to this is Padar Band. A very sweet, beautiful meetings of Radha, Krishna and Gopis they happened in this place. So, Rajbhumi is like everything is, if you know, everything is so much filled with divinity and pastimes of the Lord. So, we are very fortunate to come and offer our prayers in heart to the Lord. Only thing is, when time will go now, things will again disappear. Because of lack of knowledge, because of lack of interest, because of ulterior motivations, because of so many reasons, this place will lose the presence. And when we will come with our grandchildren, we will say, I have come here before, but now nothing is there. That is why, whenever we are here, whichever period of lifetime we are, in this lifetime we are here, we should try to absorb everything what is possible. Whatever we are given chance to see, to hear, should try to absorb, because tomorrow it may not be there. Like you go to meet your grandma in village, you may feel, oh, this may be my last visit to meet her. So you pour your heart in meeting her and interacting with her and try to preserve everything in the heart what you're meeting. Maybe you'll meet again, but that meeting still wants you, it may be last meeting. So each and every place we visit in Braj, any time in life, we should visit like that. Each and every pastime when we hear, we should hear it like that. Then I don't know whether I'll be able to hear again. In the situation where I am cool, calm, composed, balanced, happy, it may not be. You may come here, but you may be having some sickness and you may not be able to actually accept and grasp. So that should be our mood in Vrindavan. Whenever we are here, whatever service we are doing, we should be soaking actually. Constantly soaking from within. That's the real purpose. Actually, we can do that. While we are busy also, we can soak. How the mother does, she puts the washing machine, puts some program on, and by the time she's putting that, she has already put some dal for cooking, and then she is managing some cleaning here. By the time she comes here and puts some tadka, dal is ready, then like that, things are happening simultaneously. Like that we can also multitask. So if you have any questions, you can ask me.
Prabhuji, yesterday you were talking about Ashwatthama. So the last time that he he resided in Belgaum. But Ashwatthama, even after that episode, he also did he Parikshit Maharaj was that after that?
That is just before that. That's during that time.
Oh.
When he ran, when he ran, still that revengeful attitude was there in his mind.
So he
shot. He, I'm going to die only. So let me finish the last heir of the Pandava dynasty, who is in the womb. So he released. So that also happened in between.
And then he had.
Vasudev came. He instructed them, and then he ran away. Then they were chased. It's just like just before or after. Vinashkale viprita buddhi. It's like that. So that's why satsang is so important in life. If you don't have association of good people, you're always at risk. Because if you don't associate with good people, you will by default associate with bad people. You have to associate with somebody. You cannot just be in seclusion like sadhu in jungle. You cannot be in your own seclusion. You have to be with somebody in life. So by default, the setting is maya. The computer has got by default setting. By default, something is set already. But you have to do some different setting. You have to reach Krishna. You can't go by default setting. Default setting is maya. So if you don't associate with Krishna, I mean his devotees and Krishna, effortfully and prayatna purvak, then you happen to be associating with bad people by default setting. And satsang is a gift of human life. One of the most rare gift. After human life being rare gift, the next gift in human life is to have saintly association of people. And that is very important in life. So again, while you are working, while you are doing your duties, everything simultaneously, one should seek association regularly. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj was doing, Krishna was doing, he was the king of Dwarka, he was king of Hastinapur. Regularly they would receive sadhus and wash their feet and listen to them, serve them, hear from them and conduct their life with the guidance of those people who are always coming. Ask them relevant questions when they would come. They had all time in their busy schedule to be with sadhus. We should also mold our life. That's why we need to keep hearing about their pastimes. How Yudhishthira Maharaj lived, how Dhruva lived, how Prahlad Maharaj lived. So that we get how Lord Ramchandra performed himself as an ideal human being. How the brothers performed. So we get a inspiration that all this is not impossible things. It's possible to be ideal brother, ideal sister, ideal husband, ideal friend, ideal king, ideal son. It's all possible. So when we hear from scriptures and from sadhus, we draw that inspiration. And we can also do the way they did. Anything? It is said that of hundreds and thousands of lifetimes, whatever punya karma we have performed, knowingly or unknowingly, the result of that is being able to visit Barsana Dham. Vrindavan Dham of the Lord. One is, there are three kinds of activities. One activity is where you do the activity to get some fruit. But you happen to do the activity for a devotee. For example, you are in the passport office, you are having a job and a devotee comes, you don't know he is a devotee, but you helped him somehow, his difficulty you solved and you helped him to get the passport. That is karma kanda. You don't know, but you did. First one is you do for fall only, for benefit only. And second one, while you are doing the activity for fall, you come across service to a devotee. But you don't know ki he is a devotee, I should be serving him. And by the course of time, many people are in line, he also is in line. many people had difficulty, he also had difficulty, and you helped him also along with helping many other people. So that kind of service is called as Agyat Sukruti. Agyat Sukruti is, you don't know what you did, but you did it anyway. So that's called Agyat Sukruti. And third thing is, you know today at 11 o'clock one saintly personality is coming and I have to help him to get a passport. You know everything. You have the importance of sadhu and you know today a lot of work is there, but he is coming today and I have to somehow help him to get the passport. That is bhakti. That is a known intentional activity, intended activity. Second activity, we may perform, like you may, as a surgeon you don't know, but in your table maybe one sadhu came and you operated him very nicely and you are so happy with your vision that you gave him. But you didn't actually plan to go and serve sadhu. You were just serving anyways, as per a part of your duty. So these kind of agnya sukrutis, na, they pile up. And then they bring you to a holy place and they bring you to a sadhu, actually, to listen from him. That sadhu, when he came on your table, he didn't give any updesh to you. He came with ailment, you treated, he went. But now Krishna will introduce to a sadhu who will be able to instruct you, give you upadesh, give you wonderful things in life, and his association may purify your soul. So karmaphala is not very beneficial because it may give you happiness, good food, good fruits of good activities. But Agyat Sukruti will lead you to finally association. An intentional, known, planned activity will give you bhakti. Intentional planned activity will give bhakti to you. So actual human life is meant for this bhakti. Intentional, in full knowledge, trying to do exactly what is supposed to be done. But our profession is such a wonderful profession. No? You may not even know what you are doing, but you may be helping so many saintly people just because you are a nice doctor, kind doctor anyways, by nature. By default, you are a kind doctor. So under your care, so many people will just walk in and you will by default get Agyat Sukruti. That is our biggest fortune because we are dealing with bodies who in pain. And whoever comes in pain, he may be a daku, he may be a mafia, or he may be a saintly person. So we gather lot of Agyat Sukruti. So maybe karmakand, karmic activities will give you fruit. That is punya. And punya will give sukh. But it will not lead you anywhere. Just enjoy the sukh and your punya gets over. Account is exhausted. But Agyat Sukruti is important. And for that reason, our house cultivation, na, sanskar, is very important. Because when your mother teaches you, you should be kind, should be helpful, should be truthful, you should be punctual, you should be sincere. So when you, by childhood cultivation, sanskar, you receive these qualities, then you are already on the path of Agyat Sukruti automatically. But if you are trained from household to thieve, to rob, to tell lies, as a family culture, you rob anyways, then the opportunity that we have to at least perform Agyat Sukruti is lost. That is why I go backward, then the sanskar is also very important at family household. And that's why we are fortunate to be Indians, because our Indians, by nature, we have a good family culture and bonding, and family trainings, which take us somewhere higher. Even if you are rikshawal also, you know Bhagavad Gita and you know karma and you know bad karma and good karma. Maybe a poorest man on earth, but the family structure in India will help us. And in turn, we also have the responsibility to train our children in the virtues, give them good virtues and training, so that they may not become great saints, but at least they will become normal, good human beings. And by default, then they will somehow receive mercy of the Lord. So bringing our children also to visit these places and telling them the glories and pastimes, developing faith in the Lord is a, apart from giving food and clothing and education, a very important service to our children. So all are led on the path of final destination. Jai.
Usually the Shivji's temple, na? Hmm. Don't do full parikrama.
Ha, because there is a place where the Abhishek water goes.
Yeah.
That's why it's only half parikrama done. We go like this and we come back like this and again we go and we go back. Don't encircle completely. So as we are in front of Lord Shiva, Bhuteshwar Mahadev is in Mathura. And Bhuteshwar Mahadev. And did he offer Aarti?
Yeah.
And then Bhuteshwar Mahadev was worshipped by Kamsa. To get the power to kill Krishna. Of course he was not given the power, but this thing also happened. And Chakreshwar Mahadev is another great personality. I mean, Lord Shiva was another form. That when Krishna was holding Govardhan in his finger, left hand, at that time he didn't want any water to spill over. Otherwise, what's the point? Mm. You may have umbrella, but you may have chest deep water.
Mm.
Because water is getting collected anyways, na? So in one sense, umbrella has no value, only can protect your head to a certain extent. After that also is useless. So Krishna wanted to defeat pride of Indra in such a way that not even water drop should fall down. While there is every drop is like a mussel. Huh? So he told Chakra that you revolve around Govardhan in such a way that not a single drop of water should fall on the ground. Everything should be evaporated. So he revolved continuously for 7 days and not allowed even a drop of water to fall on the ground, and not even a blade of grass was uprooted, and not even one creeper on the mountain was disturbed by any ways. He couldn't even break one branch of one tree on Govardhan or on the ground. To break his pride, Krishna did that. He was pouring like anything from top, na? But on Govardhan nothing happened like that. So finally when the seva got over and rain stopped and everything, Krishna put the mountain down. Then Chakra said, "Ki, I want also to reside in this place. I did service in this place. I have a little bit attachment to this place. I want to stay in this place." So Lord allowed him, Lord allowed Chakra to stay. That is Chakratirtha, where Chakra actually came. And that is where Lord Shiva resided. So it's called Chakreshwar Mahadev. And Chakreshwar Mahadev is also guardian of Govardhan. Haridev is the Lord's Murti there, Haridev. And Chakreshwar is Govardhan's Mahadev. And Sanatana Goswami went and stayed there to perform his tapasya. And there's a famous pastime of Chakreshwar Mahadev. That one time Sanatana Goswami was writing and also doing bhajan, but he was so much disturbed with mosquitoes, he just couldn't continue. There was so much disturbance. He was a sadhu, not so attached, but it was like too much. He couldn't do his service. So he thought, "I should leave this place." So he started leaving that place. So Lord Shiva, who was very much there residing, enjoying the association of Sanatana Goswami, he appeared as a Brahmin boy and tried running behind Sanatana Goswami and said, "Baba, Baba, please don't go." He said, "No, I am too much disturbed by mosquitoes. I cannot do my seva. Mosquitoes are okay, but I am here for my writing some seva, so I cannot live here anymore." He said, "You please give, wait for one more day. Let me see what I can do." Somehow he convinced him to stay. So Sanatana Goswami, he was very, very dear to Brijvasis. He loved Brijvasis very much. They were like, all of them were his like disciples. They considered him as their guru, Brijvasis. Huh? So with their loving plea, he stayed back. And that day, Lord Shiva went to Swargaloka and met with the demigod who controls insects. There's a demigod who also controls insects. There are demigods who control your large intestine. There are demigods who control your vision, your power of smell, your power of taste, your power of digestion, your power of everything in the body functionally. Each one demigod is controlling that. We don't do anything. We don't move our intestines. Right? They move on their own. But for their movement, one demigod is controlling as per our karma. So he went to the specific demigod of insects and told him, please from this place chase all the insects away. And literally all the insects including mosquitoes were chased away, and even today if you go, you will not find any mosquitoes there. So then Lord Shiva, Sanatana Goswami decided to stay back there and stayed there till last moment of his life and left his body there only on Vyasa Purnima. And Kameshwar Mahadev is in Kamevan, where again Vishwanu Maharaj worshipped him. Nandishwar Mahadev is Nandgaon, where Lord Shiva took form of mountain. You know the story of that? How much time do we have? It's enough. So, at one time there was discussion going on. Who is the biggest sati? Biggest pativrata? Satitva? Who is a gold medalist? So, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh were discussing this. So, their wives thought ki it must be one of us only. Who else can be? It's like if in Bhaktivedanta Hospital we decide who is the best gynecologist, he will say, my wife only. Who else is there? Three are there, so maybe my wife is one of them. So, but to their surprise, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh told that, no, none of you, even none of anybody on Swargaloka also. Then they were like surprised, who else could be? There's one lady on earth who is named as Anasuya, wife of Atri. She is the Mahasati of all. So, externally is as Irsha, like how she can be, you know. We have to test her, otherwise we don't believe. But internally, being great demigoddesses, they actually wanted her glory of Satitva to be revealed to the whole world. So they pleaded their husband, no, you prove it. So we look, it appears like ladies are envious and they want to just, you know. But internally, they wanted to actually reveal her glories. So on their plea, the demigod said, okay, we'll go. So Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all of them became sadhus. And they went to the ashram of Atri Muni. And they said, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi, please give alms. So she didn't come for some time. And they kept on saying, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi. And then later on she came. So they appeared to be a little angry. He said, what is this? So they said, I was serving my husband, so I had to complete my service on the airport. So they said, okay. So she brought a bhiksha and said, take. He said, yes, we will take bhiksha, but we have one condition. That we will take bhiksha from you only when you are naked completely. And then only you can serve us. Something, a very unusual kind of request they made. So she is very great soul. So she understood. At the back of her mind there is some trick in this. She said, okay, no problem. I will not deny service to you as per your wish. She went back, brought her kabandal, in which her husband has worshipped the Lord in the morning. And you know, everybody who is at home, Brahmins, before they worship, they create holy waters by chanting mantras and mudras. We also do that. We first make Ashman Patra. And we put our mudras, various fingers, mudras, and invite all the rivers to come there. And then with that we do achman, and with that we do our all puja, and then abhishekam, everything. And then that water is kept in kamandal. And that is given as tirtha to everybody whole day. This very abhimantrit water, very powerful water. So she had that day's kamandal there. She brought it outside and sprinkled on these three sadhus. So they became naked babies. Now they became small, crawling, naked babies. There is no harm in any lady becoming naked in front of small babies. Sometimes, you know, we know our children are so much insistent, mummy has to take them to the toilet also. While she is doing her natural activities, child is also with that. What to do? Child is child, mother is taking bath, child is with mother, she is not leaving the mother. So like that, there is no sankoch, embarrassment. So they all, these naked children sat down and she removed her clothes and she fed them. But because of her vatsalya, because she felt so much vatsalya for them, when they were small, cute babies, that she developed love and they developed love for her. And they remained in her house as a baby only for a long time. For a long time they stayed there only, started living, eating, sleeping there only. And she started serving them as her children, and long time passed. So the ladies are waiting upstairs. What's the result of exam? So nobody came back. So then they knew where they have gone. So they also came down. And they asked, where are our husbands? So she said, they are playing. And they are like small baby crawling, playing. So she said, we give our husbands back. So she brought that day's kamandal again and sprinkled water on them. And they became Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. So when time came to depart with their wives, she served everybody, and then time came to depart. So they said that we are so attached to you as your children, we want to come as your children actually, in your womb. So then Vishnu came as Dattatreya. So Atreya is Dattatreya actually. Datta Atreya. So, and Brahma gave birth to Chandra, Chandra Devata. And Shiva gave, his Amsha came as Durvasamani. All three are
born from Devu,
Atri and Anasuya. So sadhus explain very nicely, purport, that when you become Atri, when you become beyond the three modes of material nature, three gunas, Atri, and when you become Anasuya, free from envy, then Datta appears in your life. That is Lord. Datta means actually Dena, means to give is Datta. Dan ka dhatu hai uske andar. So Datta is a word meaning is that Lord gives himself. So when we in our bhakti become free from envy and free from the influence of three modes of nature, then the Lord will appear in your heart. That's how Datta Atreya appeared. But our story begins now. This is the background of the story. But she also said, you guys came from top and wanted to test my chastity. She said, suppose Nikhil is a very wonderful eye surgeon. And he is very established eye surgeon and he has got everything, records and everything. But still I say, no, I want to come and test him. So it's like, in one sense also insult, no? Like, to great personality you still want to test him for the same thing which is famous for. So say, you all came to test my chastity, so I also curse you, that you all become stone. You all will become stone. So then Vishnu became Govardhan Parvat. Lord Shiva became Nandishwar. And Brahma became Brahmachal Parvat. And it is said in one of the fortunate Treta Yuga, Lord Ramchandra established them by his own hands. The three mountains in Braj. Pratishthapana. Done by Lord Ramchandra himself. So this is Nandishwar Mahadev. The story of Nandishwar. Then there is Asheshwar Mahadev. Where again I told you, then there are two yous. One is your official you and one is the homely you. So the homely you of Lord Shiva wanted to take darshan of baby Krishna. Because the baby Krishna darshan is not there in spiritual world. In spiritual world, Lord stays always as a 16-year-old youth. Nava Navayama, Nava Kishore. Kishore Avastha, 16-year-old. He doesn't grow his body beyond 16. And he always remains youthful as 16, ever beautiful. So there if you go, you will always see Lord in a 16-year-old form. But here he comes, he appears to take birth, he stays in a womb, he is a crawling baby and he is being taught how to talk, being taught how to walk, and so many things. It is all childhood pranks and everything. So it's a very big thing for demigods to go and see that unique form. It's like you are a doctor and suddenly I am told that today you are acting in drama as a clown. So I will not miss the opportunity to see Suraj as a clown. Where I will get as a clown opportunity. So I will not miss the opportunity. Something which is very unique, which is for only for short time, and it's very good fortune to be there like that. To see somebody like, I acted as Ravan one day, you know. So Lord Shiva, not only Lord Shiva, so many demigods, Narad Muni came down and Devarishi Narada, and so many people came down to take darshan of Lord in the baby form. So then by the time Lord came from Gokul to Nandagaon, many years passed, and then Lord Shiva came down to Nandagaon to see Lord Krishna as a baby. Yashoda Mai's love is so intense that he comes and says, Bhavati Bhikshandehi, and she brings jewels and grains and fruits and everything. And he says, take Baba. He comes in the form of sadhu, by the way. But his form of sadhu still has snakes and other, you know, ghastly things around him, which he carries. So she offered him those things. But he said, I have not come for this kind of bhiksha. I want another kind of bhiksha. So she little puzzled, what bhiksha you want extra? No, I want your Lala's darshan. Then she feels, this is something unusual. There's some trick in this. See how her loving mind which full of love for Krishna, how it works. She thinks that one time beautiful lady came.
Putana.
Very beautiful, like Lakshmi only. She was having lotus in the hand. And I was thinking, oh, Lakshmi has come from Vaikuntha to bless my child. So I gave my child, and a disaster. Then wind came. Then a bullock cart came. And then this came and that came. Everybody is coming in disguise. Now they have come in the form of sadhu to fool me. Now they have taken form of sadhu because Vridhvasas are very devotional and very respectful to sadhu. So they have taken form of sadhu to kill my child. Nothing doing. I am not going to do anything. She says, get out of here. If you don't want this, leave it here. But no question of darshan of my Lala to you. You people are very cunning. Please leave this place. So he said, started crying. Started crying, then she felt ki such a disguise. Such a cunning plan that is now crying also to melt my heart. I am not going to melt. She banged the door on his face. So he became very sad. So he went to the nearby forest and sat down and started crying more, calling out the Lord. Lord, I have come from this far distance. Why are you not giving darshan to me? You are the almighty Lord. You can do everything. Please give darshan to me. Whatever you do, but let me have darshan. So Lord is small baby sleeping in the lap of Yashoda. Lord knows my devotee is crying. She started crying. The biggest weapon of the child. So he started crying. And then he cried so much that usual solutions to their Lord's crying, some kilona, some milk, breast milk, some sweet meat, some dancing, some sweet songs, nothing worked. It's every effort you do to pacify, he will cry more than before. So his crying became like, Varshavani sometimes cries, so it's like become helpless, you just don't know what to do now. Everything is done. Even sedative is done, but still crying is full-fledged. So she became helpless. In the meantime, Purnamasi came. Because when Krishna cries, it becomes the talk of the town. Yashoda's Lala is crying. It's not an ordinary thing. He should not cry. So they all gather. So Purnamasi is guru of Yashoda Mai. So she comes and she says, who is she? She is Parvati, actually. Parvati's incarnation. Taken the role of Purnamasi, the gopi. Sandipani's mother. Sandipani Muni's mother. She has an ashram very close by here. On the way of Nandagaon, on the right side. Purnamasi Purohitani Ashram.
Madhumangal
is grandson of Purnamasi. Nandimukhi is granddaughter. So, one brother, one sister. So, she said that the Baba who came the other day, you chased him away. I know him. He is a very great Baba. He has come from far distance. She knows he is her husband. Come from Kailash. So, she makes nice plea. And says, see, this Baba is a very chamatkari, very powerful. By calling him, he may stop the baby's cry. He may bless the child and some bad omen is hovering around him and sadhu will come and remove the bad omen and child will be alright. So the same mother Yashoda, who has chased him away, sends for him with sakis and please respectfully bring him. And he is crying there. So then he is brought back to Nandagaon. And then baby, crying baby, you know, you can sometimes crying, you take doctor and baby still crying and crying and crying. doctor examining, still baby is crying, howling like that. This place, he brings a crying baby, and this sadhu, Lord Shiva, touches the feet of the baby and takes darshan. Immediately the baby stops crying. So whatever Purnamasa said is proved, na? Purnamasa said, kisi, by his blessing, he may stop crying. And suddenly baby starts crying, stops crying. Then Mother Yashoda says, Baba, now you don't go. Now you stay here only. So that whenever next time you will call, I will cry, I will call you. Jab jab lala rove, tab tab darshan dije. So see, the same mother, how she is focused, just see. She is focused on Krishna. When Krishna's safety is in danger, she can chase anybody away. And for Krishna's sake only, she can fall at anybody's feet. Whom she has chased away, whom she is offended, whom she is not offended, who is not approachable, approachable. For him, he can do anything. So it's just a contrast, no? The same person she has chased away with such a harshness. The same person she has called back with such humility. Suppose you were to, suppose you have fought with somebody. And now you are in a situation that you need to go to that person only to take help from your son. You are in a helpless condition. Your ego will tell you 10 times, no, no, I will not go. No, no, I will not go. Maybe he will go, maybe she will go, but I will not go. Your mind will hesitate so much time because of you feel ki he may say no and insult me. No, I can't take that insult, even in this condition. But she has no issues. Immediate. Sadhu might say, now you are remembering me, huh? That day you chased me. No, I am not going to come now. Let your child cry. There is possibility of that. But she is open. She is ready to plead, fall at the feet, do whatever needful, but she will do the needful. She is attached to not the sadhu, pride, this, that. She is attached to Sri Krishna. Very great thing to learn from her. So then she says, you stay here only. Now see the glory of Lord Shiva. Now Shiva has become a toy. Whenever he will cry, this toy will be used to pacify him. So Mahadev, who is such a highly posted personality, does not mind to be used as a toy for the pleasure of the Lord. Such humility, such a high position. So actually she used him as a toy. Whenever he cried, she called him. And she said, ki, you don't worry, you don't stay in the Asheshwar. That place is called Asheshwarvan. Because there he taught everybody how to do asha, how to, you know, have a desire, what kind of desire, what is the way to have desire, and how to attract Lord's attention. He taught us that when the things are most hopeless, still how to see hope in the most hopeless condition in life. It's a hopeless condition. Yashoda Mataji says, no darshan for you, who else can give darshan? Nanda Maharaj can come and say, hey, de do. Yashoda Mataji is the final authority. If she says no, means no. Nobody can tell, convince her, unless situations compel her. So she said that, Asheshwar Mahadev, you don't stay in that Asheshwar one. You stay next to my house only. I will make a residence for you. And I assure you, whatever my Lala eats, the Mahaprasad will come to you first. Whatever he drinks, the drink will come to you first. Whatever he eats, the food will come to you first. So today also, there is a temple of Nandishwar Mahadev on the mountain. He only, but there is a Shivlinga is there. So all the Mahaprasad first comes to Nandishwar Mahadev. And then it is distributed. So there is Asheshwar Kundi is there, Asheshwar Mahadev's Mandir is there. So how one should cultivate desire in life? Such adverse conditions of life. Lord Shiva is not there. Yes, Jai Ho, Shankar Bhagwan Ki.
Jai.
Shankar Bhagwan is our Ishtadev. He gives devotion to Krishna. So protects us. Jai Sri Radhe Shyam.